You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where we talk about how to become truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. I'm out walking. It's a beautiful day. I haven't recorded a little, snippet episode like this in a long time. I just want to talk about how every day is a new day. Every day is a new day for the potential for great things. Every day is a new day to get your routine down, right? To become more productive, to get more accomplished. Every day is a new day to create some hope for yourself, right? Every day is a new day to find a new opportunity or to continue on the journey of pursuing the opportunities that you're pursuing right now. Every day is a new opportunity to treat people just a little bit better. Every day is an opportunity to fix the flaws in yourself and keep working on yourself. Every day is a new opportunity to become a better version of you, a more successful version of you, the kind of person who's capable of creating the future you want for yourself. Now I know this audio probably isn't the best. I hope it comes out at least somewhat okay. I hope this video comes out somewhat okay. I wasn't really planning on making this video, and it is pretty windy. But here's the thing. I know from experience that new beginnings happen every single morning. You might be disappointed in some aspect of your life. You might wish that things had turned out differently. You may wish you had done something different. The other night, I was tempted to really kick myself in the butt for not building assets in my 20s. I was like, I missed such a great opportunity. I could have created so much wealth for myself. So I'm just switching hands here real quick. I was really tempted to get down on myself for this. I was tempted to, to be like, Josh, you really blew it. You blew it by not being smarter in your 20s. Listen, if you are in your 20s and you're not building assets for yourself, working on yourself, getting in shape, all that stuff is easier in your 20s. All that stuff, like, if you get so far ahead if you start in your 20s. But I wasted my 20s, right? I was just partying. I was in situations that I didn't really want to be in. I wasn't being honest with myself. I was giving away all my power, living like a beta. And this is the truth of it. It doesn't mean I was a bad person. It doesn't mean it's over for me. I'm still working every single day. I started when I was 30. I didn't really actually start seriously until like 32, because it took me a few years to kick my own butt and get in gear, figure out what I had to do. But that was the beginning of my alpha journey. And every day is going well. I've got assets producing cash flow for me now on a monthly basis. And if I keep building those assets, it's only a matter of time before it tips the scales into being financially free, financial independence, right? I own a house now. That was never something I did before. I have a fantastic life. I love my life. I am creating all kinds of content every day that I believe is helpful to the world, that I think helps other people. I see evidence of this. Like, I create content every day that I see as helping people and making the world a slightly better place, right? Just last night, we had a mastermind group session in the tribe, and we were talking about having faith in your future. And, you know, the mastermind was great, and people contributed a lot of great information, but then afterwards, we just hung out for like 2 hours, just talking about life, just, you know, being together in the community. And, you know, people in this community, they're like making big changes in their life. They are. And it's not all like because of me and because of the community. However, I would like to think and believe that it has at least a positive contribution, helping people, giving them a little bit more of the things they need to build their business, to create a dating life that they're excited about, you know, to get the body they want to get, to have better relationships, to establish better boundaries, to learn what's bullshit and what isn't bullshit. If you'd have told me, you know, in my 20s that I could do this, I just would have laughed at you. And when I say do this, I just mean be working on my life, feel optimistic about it, be creating infrastructures in my life that make me have faith in my future. And I'm not special. I'm not intelligent or anything. Like, I'm a little intelligent. I'm not super intelligent. Like, I'm not stupid, I guess. I've done a lot of stupid shit. But, like, my point being here is that I could have easily given up on myself. I could have easily written myself off because of my failures. And now God knows I failed a lot. And I still do, almost every day. But here's the thing, is that when you write yourself off, that's it. That's game over. But it's never game over if you don't. If you've still got air in your lungs, if you still have heart, blood pumping through your heart, if you still have, you know, some get up and go left in you, get up and go. Give yourself a new chance to start a new day fresh. Every day we can do this. Every day I have to do this because I fuck up every day. I do stupid things, I waste time, you know, maybe I say something to someone I regret, and then the next day I gotta start over, I've gotta forgive myself for that and move on. Maybe I don't write as much as I should. The next day I gotta forgive myself and move on from that shit. Like, that will shut you down, that will pile stuff on top of you. It's not good for you. It's not gonna contribute to your success. That shit is going to weigh you down. See, I started my exercise routine again. I took a little break, but now we're starting back up. We're counting the calories. We're on the primal diet. This is a new thing for me, counting calories while on the primal diet. I wasn't doing that before. I'd give myself some time to acclimate to the diet, just eating what felt intuitive. Now I'm eating a little less than that, counting them calories. I'm eating my base metabolic rate, and then I'm burning 600 calories in exercise. This is 2 hours of walking, about three and a half miles an hour. I'm out here walking right now. I just finished hour one, going on to hour two. We're getting it. I want that body. I'm going to have that fucking chiseled body that I want, right? And we're getting there. I started at 257 pounds, had a big old gut, had a bunch of fat on my face and on my back and everywhere else, just looking like looking fat, right? Looking unhealthy. And then I'm working on myself. Lost 40 pounds, got down to 215, looking much better, getting a lot more compliments. And I can tell you right now, I can already notice it in the way women treat me. Like, you can always tell when you get down to that healthy body weight. As a man, you start to develop that, you know, more athletic physique. Women start coming out of the woodwork to flirt with you. That's how it goes. So men, you wanna level yourself up with the ladies, start losing that weight, get down to a healthy body weight. I'm 6'4", so I'm shooting for 200 pounds, or just kind of right at the upper end of the healthy range of BMI. I'm not an expert on this shit. I'm just trying, right? I'm trying to make myself the best man I can be. And, you know, and it's going great. Like, yesterday was the first day. Today is the second day. I could kick myself for not being in shape. I could say, Josh, you know, you should have done this when you were 20. Yeah? Yeah, you're damn right. I should have done it when I was 20. But I didn't. Why? I just didn't. I didn't do it. I can whine about it. I can complain about it and cry about it, regret it, and then I can become a, you know, a useless piece of shit and not do anything with my life because I'm just focused on that. That's not going to be the way that I want to go, though. That's not the way I want to go down. I don't want to go out that way. I want to live a victorious life. I decided this when I was 30, I have to wake up every day and I have to let go of all that stuff in my past. I have to let go of the failure. I have to let go of the regret. I have to let go of all the things I did wrong. And I have to focus on today. This morning I woke up. I put on some Steve Harvey motivational videos. I listened to two videos while I made my ground beef and cut up my orange. That was my breakfast, ground beef, an orange, sparkling water, a little bit of honey, a little bit of salt. Oh, and a little butter. I put a little butter in the steak. You know, totals up to about 700-800. It's under 1,000 calories, right? 950 calories, I think. I think that's about what it is. So, you know, good, we're getting it. I've got one more good meal to eat today. Then, that's it. Calorie restricting. Getting this walk in, get this workout in. Making a plan, executing. Letting go of yesterday, right? Yesterday, I only got 1 hour of my workout in. So I only had a 300 calorie deficit instead of a 600 calorie deficit. Okay, you know, I could kick myself for that waking up, but I didn't. I woke up. It's like, no, today's a day to do better. Let's do better. Let's get it right today. And so we're getting it right today. This is what we have to do in our life. We have to let go of the failures. We have to become the man or the woman that we want to be. We have to understand it's going to take time, take work. It's going to be a journey. It's not going to happen overnight. So we have to stop bitching. We have to stop, you know, acting like victims. We have to stop breaking our own hearts with our past, and we have to move forward and be strong. We have an attitude of power, not an attitude of fear. Okay. All right. That's going to be it for this one. Just some thoughts I wanted to rattle off and get off my chest on this beautiful cloudy day. Check it out. Hiking around Springfield, Missouri. Check out those buildings. Old buildings, man. You know, Springfield is a gem. It's a gem. What could I say? I'm here. I've got roots down here. I got a house here. I got children here. I got a family here. And I'm grateful for them. So, you know, Springfield isn't perfect, but it's where I am. And I'm grateful every day that I'm here. And we're getting it. Living life, living like kings here in Springfield, Missouri. So you do the same wherever you are. Meet yourself where you're at. Forgive yourself for yesterday. Move the fuck on. Start your alpha journey. All right, it's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.